Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Close Up Talk Radio, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing, important, and interesting individuals from the worlds of business, industry, travel, art, and entertainment. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the technical wizards behind the scenes who create the magic that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to hear firsthand the fascinating stories of how it all happened from those who actually made it possible. This is Close Up Talk Radio. Well, hello, everybody. We welcome you back to CUTV News Radio. I'm Doug Llewellyn, your host for this half hour, and it's a delight to have you back with us. I think you could find this show, it's a half hour, is really kind of fascinating, and I think you're going to learn something. We're going to talk about stress and how it can become an inescapable fact of modern life. We all suffer from it, even though we may not know it. Few of us know how to cope with your stress in a healthy way. Without an effective means to cope with stress, it soon will take its toll on your physical and your emotional health, and we're going to get you help for that. Our guest today, Sherry Ruger-Manica, is a certified coach who specializes in what is known as EFT. It stands for the Emotional Freedom Technique, and it really is a revolutionary form of energy medicine that's most commonly used as a very effective stress reduction technique. EFT works by tapping on specific acupuncture points on the body to change the way our brain and body responds to stress. I know it sounds strange, but it works. It really, really works. When we're stressed, it causes a flight response in our body, releasing cortisol and adrenaline into the bloodstream. As Sherry explains, it's obviously a good thing when you're faced with a real emergency, and that happens, but when it isn't an emergency and your stress is simply the result of negative thoughts or emotions, the continued release of cortisol and adrenaline over time can be very harmful. EFT tapping sends a signal to the brain to calm down. It decouples the body's response to stress so you can feel calm and relaxed. Now, Sherry has a fascinating story. She was introduced to EFT after her husband of 15 years passed away a few years ago. And compounding matters, her husband's death resurfaced the trauma of her losing her only child in a tragic accident more than 30 years prior to that. Raw with grief, she joined a bereavement support group. She said she didn't know how to process grief. It's not something she had been taught, and it's not something our Western culture teaches. She had been walking around with all that deep pain inside, totally suppressed, and when her husband died, it fully surfaced. So, in February of 2014, she attended the World Tapping Summit, a 10-day event where she was first introduced to EFT and Dawson Church Director EFT Universe, the director of the EFT Universe. She says EFT changed her whole life. Even the people in her support group were saying, "Wow, Sherry, you're really taking off." She had witnessed to the impact of EFT from people who knew nothing about it. So she pursued her own certification of EFT so she could pass on the benefits of this remarkable technique to others. And she's our guest today, and we're going to talk with her about her life's journey to this point and how EFT has really helped her and now how she helps others. Sherry is at her headquarters in the Beaverton, Hillsboro areas of Oregon. It's a lovely, lovely area of the country. It's still morning out there. Here on the East Coast, it's afternoon. So let's bring Sherry on and bid her a good morning. Sherry, nice to have you with us. How are you today?
Hi, Doug. I am well, and I'm excited to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Listen, we're excited to have you because I know a lot of people may have heard of EFT but don't know anything about it or how it works or why it is so beneficial. And there are others who don't know anything about it but who may well be intrigued by it. You know, I know I'm intrigued by it. So let's talk a little bit about you. I gave a little bit of your background story, and really it was the death of your husband that caused you to get involved in EFT. What had you done before that? What was your life primarily as a mom? What did you do before?
Well, I've had a long and varied career, but throughout all of it, I've always had this underlying value that I really wanted to help people. And in my last career, I retired when my husband was ill, and then he passed away, and I felt like I don't really want to go back to what I was doing before, but I want to do something that really helps people. But when he died, I had to primarily help myself, and I just began a search of tools that could help me. The bereavement support group helped. Learning about grief really helped. And then discovering tapping in the 2014 online World Tapping Summit introduced me to EFT, and it was so effective in helping me. And it's not just helping me with grief; it helps in all aspects of our life. I just began to learn so much, and in the process learned how easy it is to use, how quickly it can help, and it was just such an effective tool for me that I really felt like this is something I can do. I can learn this. I can become certified in this so that I can teach other people how to use it as well. And so that, there are two aspects to that. I can teach other people how to use EFT for themselves, and then as a certified coach, I can also help clients take it deeper, because we have, most of us do have deeper issues, and we may not even be aware of them, but we have issues that our body remembers, even if our conscious mind doesn't, of times that as a child were, some may be traumatic and others may just be embarrassing or just less than optimal. And as a child, we make decisions that keep us safe in that time and place, keep us safe from having that similar event occur to us again, and then we just carry that into our lives, and those early decisions are still affecting us in our adulthood. And that's what's so great about EFT, is just the activity of holding, say, your current issue, holding that in your consciousness while you're tapping the acupuncture points, helps to calm your body down with respect to the current issue, but then it also surfaces these earlier memories, and then you're able to tap on those as well and change your body's and your mind's response to those earlier events. And it changes your neurochemistry, and it does calm your body, and so that when you're faced with a similar experience in your current life, you're not having that stress response any longer. I hope that makes sense.
It does make sense. Do me a favor. Give me a picture of the state of mind you were in when you first turned and started learning about EFT. You talked about when your husband died, you were mm-hmm. overcome with grief, and it brought back all of the memories of what happened when your son died. Physically, how were you? It sounded like you were pretty torn up. Is that right?
Oh, gosh, absolutely. I mean, anyone who has experienced the loss of a loved one knows the depth of it's just raw despair, pretty much. And it can vary depending on the relationship with the loved one that you've lost. But if it's a child or a spouse that you've been with in a deeply committed relationship, it is just, you know, like a like your life has been ripped away.
So how were you introduced to EFT? Did you go to a meeting? I mean, I know you went to this massive, you know, program you went to.
Right.
But what was your first introduction?
The first indication, it wasn't an actual introduction, but so my husband was diagnosed with cancer in 2009, and we joined a cancer support group, and a couple of times in that support group, one of the facilitators mentioned tapping and how effective it is for issues like PTSD, and so she just mentioned it a couple of times, and my husband and I didn't really pursue it, but it was just in the back of my mind, just this curiosity, what is that? What is tapping? And then after he died and I was searching for tools to help me, I had signed up for a Winter of Wellness program, which is also online. And it was from that program that I learned about the 2014 World Tapping Summit. And these are both free online events. So I registered and I started participating in the World Summit. And what that is it's a group of experts that come together and they are interviewed, and the interviews are made available for 10 days, two or three per day. And these experts focus on a particular topic, and they apply tapping to that topic, and they lead you through tapping during the interview. So they're talking about tapping, and they are leading you through tapping sequences on that particular topic. And the thing that's really great about it, about tapping, is if you tap along with somebody else, like with that, or there are numerous videos all over the internet showing you how you can tap along. And if you do that, you get what is called borrowed benefits. And the reason for that is we all have mirror neurons in our brains and that help us identify with whatever the issue is at hand that's being tapped on with this other person, and it still has an impact on us. And my personal experience of it is that as I tap along on what might be somebody else's issue, I can relate to them, and my own issues sort of surface into my mind, and I am helping my own issues as I'm tapping along with someone else. So it's just a remarkable tool, and it is so useful. I think I said earlier, you know, I just use it on all sorts of things, not just grief, but it's beneficial for things like grief and anxiety and fears and phobias and sports performance and all sorts of things. And the reason that it helps in all those areas is that the aspect of stress reduction. So as you're tapping, as you said earlier in the introduction, you are holding whatever the stressful event is in your mind, and the stress of it is causing your body to release the stress hormones, cortisol and adrenaline. But then as you hold that event or memory in your mind and you're tapping, then you're sending the calming signal to your brain, and it stops releasing the cortisol and adrenaline and starts releasing the calming hormones, DHEA. And so it, as you said earlier, it decouples, it changes your body's response to the issue or the memory. And so it doesn't change the memory, it doesn't change the event that happened, but it changes your response to it.
That's interesting. You have said that this actually changed your life. I mean, that's a major statement to make, and that's true, huh?
It is. It's absolutely true, and it continues to change my life because I continue to use it on myself to help clear up these old issues. They're called core beliefs. You know, we develop these core beliefs as children in response to events. Here's an example. This is a relatively mild one. So often people are afraid of public speaking, afraid of speaking in front of a group, and that can oftentimes be traced back to an early memory of having to give some kind of a talk in front of your class as a child, and something really embarrassing happened, like you didn't do well, or people laughed at you, or made fun of you, all sorts of things that were less than optimum, that made you feel bad. And so you made an internal decision, I am never doing that again. And hence you have this fear now of doing that again, even as an adult. So the tapping helps to surface that. Even if we don't consciously remember it, as you begin tapping on the current fear, it leads you back into that earlier memory. And so you discover it, you rediscover it, and you're able to change your body's response to it. Through the tapping sequences, and then lo and behold, you are able to speak in public without that intense fear any longer. So that's
like
a general example.
Yeah, that sounds pretty doggone amazing. Some people may be wondering how you go about tapping and things of that nature. But you teach people. I mean, you work with people in person. I know you work with people on Skype. So I know you're in Oregon, you're in the Beaverton Hillsboro area, but if somebody were interested in learning about this and they were, let's say they were in Los Angeles or New York or anywhere in between, you could work with them on Skype. But if they were in your area, they could come to you and you would work with them. Is that right?
That is correct. And, there are advantages of either way, you know. So in person has the advantage of meeting each other face to face and establishing a rapport and being able to clearly see body language and facial response. And some of the techniques use eye movements, and so you're able to see those more clearly in person. Whereas the advantage of Skype is, as you said, you could work with somebody across the country or even across the continent or across the world, on the other side of the world. I've worked with people from England on Skype and in the Netherlands. And so that's the advantage there. And, you know, you can still see each other's face over Skype. It's just not quite as clear because you're really only seeing their face, an upper body. You can't see the whole body. So you can't see the whole, body signals. You can't see all of those. But it's still, really helpful. And I've even done phone sessions with people who I worked with a young mother who had just had a baby, and she really didn't want to even have a Skype session, so we did phone sessions, and that works as well, as long as the individual has a rudimentary understanding of the tapping points so that they can follow along with you. Because as a practitioner, what I do is I lead people through. So I talk with them. I find out what's the issue they want to work on. I get as many details about that as I can, and I just start leading them through tapping sequences. But, and I say, so just follow along with me, and I'll just say, okay, now tap on the karate chop point, now the eyebrow point, and just lead them through the tapping sequence. And then as this goes on and it starts opening up their own channels within themselves, then they start telling me more information. And I can ask, so what's coming up for you now? And how does that feel? Where do you feel that in your body? And what is the sensation of it? Can you see it? Does it have a color? Does it have a texture? And the reason for that is we hold these memories in our body, and the more we can identify where that is being held and what all of the senses of it are. I mean, some people only feel it, they don't see it. Some people are auditory and they may hear something. So you just follow along with the client, just asking some questions, and then you use the information that they give you to continue, so that it really is, I begin as the coach and I'm kind of facilitating, but it's really the client uncovering their own issues, and I just start using that so in a way they are leading me as well, because I'm using what they are discovering to continue with the sequences.
Talk to me a little bit about the let me ask you about the kind of issues people come to you with. What do you find that are the typical kind of issues that people finally decide, hey, look, I need help, and come to you for help?
Okay, well, one person came to me, and, I'm very clear with clients and on my website that I am not a medical practitioner or a therapist. I'm not licensed in those modalities. I am strictly a certified EFT coach, so I do not treat or diagnose medical or mental health conditions. But
right.
I can help people with their emotional symptoms related to those conditions. So one woman came to me, and she was experiencing pain in one of her feet. And that was her initial thing that she wanted to work on. And as we tapped, we delved into past memories and past circumstances, and how as she grew up, she always had to be doing, and she had to do all her chores and get everything done, and she couldn't have any fun until she had everything done. And if she, often as a child, we kind of try to do it the other way around, and she'd go have fun and not get her chores done, and then she'd be severely punished. So she grew up with that in her memory, in her body, and that was impacting her ability now as an adult to stop doing for everybody else and give herself time to rest and relax and give herself time off her foot to help it heal. And by the end of that one session, her foot pain had left. And then I contacted her a few months later because my mentor, Dawson Church, wanted me to publish that case on the EFT Universe website, and in order to do that, I sought this client's permission. And what she told me was that not only had her foot pain gone away, she had completely forgotten she ever had it. And she had recorded our session and played it for her sister. Her sister had twisted her ankle and had endured 2 months of pain. And in the tapping along with the recorded session that her sister did, she cleared up her foot pain. And so I wasn't diagnosing or treating the foot condition itself. I was helping resolve the earlier childhood emotional memories that were related to not being able to take care of herself. She always had to be doing for everybody else and not take care of herself.
Wow.
So,
that's a pretty powerful story there.
Yeah.
I want to point out we're talking with Sherry Ruger-Banica. She's located in the Beaverton, Hillsboro, Oregon area. She has a fabulous website, and if you're interested in learning more about this and how to get in touch with Sherry, let me give you her website. I'll actually spell it out. It's her name. It's SherryRugerBanica.com, but it's Sherry, S-H-E-R-R-Y. And Ruger is spelled R-U-E-G-E-R, and then Banica, B-A-N-A-K-A, just like it sounds, SherryRugerBanica.com. If you go to the website, you'll find out how to get in touch with Sherry direct. And as we've pointed out, Sherry works with folks online. She works on Skype. She will work on the telephone with you because it's more effective on Skype. Or if you're in the Oregon area, anywhere near where she is, she'll work with you in person. That can be really very effective. I'm just wondering, Sherry, I mean, this has kind of been a whole change in your life. You're doing things now that you had never done before. How do you find this experience? Are you loving what you're doing, this process now?
Oh, gosh. Oh, absolutely. I feel like, you know, everything that I've experienced in my life has led me to this point, and I am absolutely loving how much tapping not only helps me, but working with other people and sharing that experience with them is just, it's exhilarating. It is so gratifying, and to help them achieve breakthroughs like the one I just described is just so, it's just a wonderful experience, absolutely wonderful. And it, you know, as I said earlier, I've always had this value that I really wanted to help people, and I've tried that out in various ways throughout my life, but this particular way is so gratifying because it's one-on-one, and it just gets so deep. It really takes us in and helps us really get in touch with who we really are and what our potential is to be, and helps us clear up those blocks. And I was, you know, mentioning core beliefs, which are limiting beliefs. They're these old beliefs that are actually limiting us from achieving our full potential. So that is what I find is so helpful about tapping. It just is so effective, and it can help within just a few minutes, or, you know, if it's a deeper issue, it can take longer. You know, it can take a few sessions, but it just is so helpful, and it's very gratifying.
And I want to point out that you're using the acupuncture points on the body. Some people know where those points are. Some people may not. But anyway, that's where you don't just tap anywhere. There are specific places.
That's correct.
Listen, this has been fascinating. I told you we were going to run out of time, and you'd be amazed. Sherry, we have run out of time, and I wish we had more time to talk with you because you're a great spokesperson for this, and you really give a great explanation. But I want to thank you so much for being with us. And again, Sherry's website, Sherry Ruger Banica, and she's located in the Portland and Hillsboro area in the great state of Oregon. So, Sherry, thank you. We really appreciate your being with us, okay?
Oh, gosh, Doug, thank you so much for having me. It's been wonderful, and it's been a privilege. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. And that's it, everybody. We're out of time for now. I'm Doug Llewellyn. Thanks for being with us. See you next time right here on CUTV News Radio. Have a great day wherever you are. Bye for now.